Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson, and this is the Jamaica and Caribbean Weekly News Summary for the week ending February 9th, 2024. The Jamaica Weekly News Summary is brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaican Prime Minister responds to U.S. travel advisory. Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness objected to the recent Level 3 travel advisory from the United States State Department, warning Americans and counseling them to reconsider visits to Jamaica. Holness stated that the advisory is based on perceptions of a crime environment in Jamaica that is not reflective of reality. Holness cited statistics indicating that improvements have been made in reducing criminal activity and violence and improving overall safety. Jamaican ambassador to the U.S. calls for State Department to change travel advisory. Jamaica's ambassador to the United States, Audrey Marks, wants the U.S. State Department to rescind or alter the recent travel advisory warning visitors to stay away from Jamaica due to its crime level. Mark stated that the advisory issued on January 23, 2024, does not accurately depict the island's situation. She has also urged all stakeholders, especially Jamaicans in the diaspora, to encourage the State Department to change the advisory. Mark stated that Jamaica is not experiencing the crime activity typically found in jurisdictions given Level 3 advisories, as it is a democratic country and is not involved in any armed conflict with its neighbors or experiencing civil unrest. The U.S. Embassy in Jamaica clarified the matter, saying that the level of the advisory applied to Jamaica has remained the same since 2022. This week's Caribbean news. Former rebel leader makes surprise visit to Haiti as protests against Prime Minister grow. Guy Philippe, a former rebel leader who participated in the 2004 rebellion against Haiti's former Prime Minister Jean-Bertrand Aristide, made a surprise visit to the country's capital city at the same time that protests demanding current Prime Minister Ariel Henry to be removed from office. While it was not clear where Philippe was going or what he was doing in the country, his appearance was noted because of a video he released that called for a rebellion to oust Prime Minister Henri. Demonstrators are protesting what they believe is the failure of the Prime Minister to hold general elections and trying to hold on to his leadership role. Henri became Prime Minister after the murder of President Jovenel Moïse in 2021. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at info@jamaicans.com. News of Jamaicans Abroad. 2024 marks the 30th anniversary of Team Jamaica Bickle. Team Jamaica Bickle Inc., TJB, a philanthropic organization that provides hospitality services to Jamaican and Caribbean athletes competing at the Penn Relays Carnival, is celebrating its 30th anniversary in February 2024. TJB CEO and chair of the organization, Erwin G. Clare Sr., welcomed the anniversary, stating that the group is a model in sports philanthropy, volunteerism, and patriotism, with its support of Jamaican and Caribbean athletes. The organization has provided significant support to the Penn Relays and helped the event to become the longest-running athletic relays in the world. TJB began its work in 1999 in a trailer next to Franklin Field at the University of Pennsylvania, providing meals to all student athletes from Jamaica who participated in the relays. It has expanded to become the hub of the athletes' welfare and oversees all their needs, including food, hotel accommodation, transportation, insurance, scholarships, and healthcare during the relays. It was the first Jamaican organization to serve as a participating sponsor at the Penn Relays, with the Jamaican flag, the first foreign flag to be flown at the event. This week's business news. Jamaica sees record number of visitor arrivals. Jamaica is optimistic about a record winter tourist season in 2024 following 10 consecutive quarters of growth in the sector. In 2023, the island saw visitor arrivals of over 4 million, an increase of 16% over 2022 and nearly 8% higher than 2019's pre-COVID-19 pandemic figures. Of the total, over 50% of the visitors are from the United States alone, the equivalent of 3 million visitors. According to Jamaican Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett, Jamaica continues its record-breaking numbers of tourism arrivals and remains a top destination choice for travelers. Director of Tourism Donovan White noted the island has a 42% repeat visitor rate, and he is confident that 2024 will see continued outstanding performances in the tourism sector. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Aston family man Barrett, member of Bob Marley and the Wailers, passes. The bassist with Bob Marley and the Wailers, Aston family man Barrett, died on February 3, 2024, at the age of 77 in Miami, Florida. His death was confirmed by Jamaica's Minister of Culture, Olivia Grange, who shared her regret at his passing on social media. Barrett was an influential musical artist who co-produced the band's albums and served as a mentor to many Jamaican artists. Barrett was born in Kingston in 1946. He built his first bass guitar using plywood, a curtain rod, and an old ashtray. With his brother Carlton, he played with the Hippie Boys and the Upsetters, in addition to Bob Marley and the Wailers. In 2015, he was named the 25th greatest bass player of all time by Britain's New Musical Express and received the Order of Distinction Commander Class from Jamaica. He died less than 2 weeks before the film Bob Marley: One Love is set to release. His son, Aston Barrett Jr., plays his father in the picture. This week's sports news. Leon Bailey extends his contract with Aston Villa. Jamaican reggae boy Leon Bailey has signed a new long-term contract with the English Premier League club Aston Villa. Negotiations have been underway since December 2023, with his current contract set to expire in June 2025. In the last season, Bailey contributed 4 goals and 4 assists in 33 league matches and is one of the top players for Aston Villa. Bailey has represented Jamaica in 30 appearances, with his senior debut in 2019 seeing him score 5 goals for the national team. His new contract indicates that Aston Villa is committed to keeping their key players and reflects Bailey's importance to the squad. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at info@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Saturdays at 11 a.m. at theenglishconnectionmedia.com for The Conduit Show with Sharon P. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.